Hey, welcome to week 6 of the VFB season 5.
What up, everyone?
Legion of Doom is still at the top. Now, that's getting to be somewhat of a boring storyline, if you ask me.
It's true. We need some variety.
He's at 5-1. He had that sad loss to the Bagel last week. Carlin Redskins also up there at 5-1 in second place, followed by Glenda's Trash Pandas at 4-2, and then BK Unleashed, myself, after my rebranding at 4-2, the Floopy DBs at 4-2, sixth place, guess who it is?
Oh, I know! It's me!
And right under you, Mad Bro, is the original Brooklyn Nine, Jamie Newman, at 3-3, and then finally in playoffs territory, Pam's Peaceful People.
Wow.
Surprise this week. She did quite well. I think she's starting to get the hang of it, and it's going pretty well for her. So Team Bagel's right beyond the line of scrimmage there in non-playoffs territory, last week being the most points champion, this week's being the anything but an everything bagel. Most points goes to the Floopy Doobies this week at 162 points.
Wow.
Dynamic Duo also goes to Cassidy and the Floob at 67 points. Rhythm Section, Colorado Fire Dogs, and least points goes to the Bad Booty Rebel at 49 points. So we have 3 Dudabides to hand out this week, which we'll get into some of the details of those in a bit. But those are socially distanced duo. Rex and Janine, what's going on?
I don't know.
What's going on here? We've got Spicy Space Tubes once again, who is being traded with as if he is a Girl Scout.
That's the truth.
I don't even know what that means.
Girl Scout cookies. People trade money for Girl Scout cookies. Stop trying to trade with this guy.
Get out of his roster.
Quit it. You got Cassidy trying to trade. You got Joey. And you got Raj. So those are two guys that just should not be two guys and a lady, two dudes and a girl who should not. What's that show?
I think it's Two Men and a Baby, isn't it?
Two guys and a gal and a pizza place. Two girls, a guy, and a pizza place. That's what it is. Got it.
And that's a show.
Yeah, it's a show that you used to watch as well. Dudabides 3. Number 3 is Bad Booty Rebel. Unfortunately, Tan the Man, he's a starting to abide.
To do to buy it, man.
Starting is an understatement. We'll get into that later.
Right. I'm surprised you know that. That means you're looking at the app this week. I'm going into my third week of being in BK9 Unleashed, and it is paying off. BK9 is off leash. What's up? Picking out the no longer healthy but big old greasy moldy breakfast bagel this week at 146 points to Bailey and Nigel's 60 points.
Ouch.
I just got my new QB, Josh Allen. Got him off of Mark last week and his 29 points. So thank you, Mark. BK9, that's me, C Cup, Cooper Cup, also stuck it to the bagels with 34 points. Keenan Drake, 21 points. And Sterling Shep, 18 points. Not to mention, while I'm mentioning things, a very spicy rhythm section at 23. Bagel, meanwhile, fiddle farted around to take mom's vocabulary this week a bit, including leaving in Kyle Stinky Pitts, tight end of the Falcons.
Kyle Stinky Pitts?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, who helped Kyle Pitts helped the Bagel last week slam the Doom into oblivion for his first loss of the season. And they said, oh, you know, Kyle Pitts, we want you to do that again this week. And Kyle Pitts said, oh, that's cool. Yeah, but like in week 7, though, because I'm on bye next week. And they said, no. In week 6. And he said, yeah, okay, I'm on bye, though. And they said, week 6. And that went on for a number of hours until Pitts went off to shower off his week 5 superstar performance and did not return for week 6. So they had a dude abides this week.
They did not win that discussion, apparently, with Mr. Pitts.
They did not. And did it matter?
No.
It did not matter because I crushed it. And they sucked in all other positions, including the worst D in the league, -4 in the D this week.
Whoa.
I moved to 4-2, right up there into fourth place. Bagel leaves playoff territory. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Under the peaceful peeps, who's looking down from playoffs land in eighth place. I'm just checking my due-to-bites here. Looks like I forgot to give the bagel a due-to-bite, so I'm going to add a fourth due-to-bite. Just ka-ching up on the, up on the scoreboard.
Hey, Jason, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do Matt Ryan, Saquon Barkley, Brandon Ayuk, and Dallas Gator, and the 49ers defense, what do they have in common?
They all like cats?
Yes, accurate. But they are all not playing football in week 6, and yet they are all playing heavy football for Tanner this week. Yeah, so we had 3 of them on bye weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 on bye, one with an ouchy ankle problem, and one guy had the COVID. Yeah. So we alluded to this earlier, but Tanner has been saving up all of his abiding for week 6, apparently. So he lasted 5 weeks with no DA medals. And now this week, all those medals, just all of them coming
right
back.
Wow.
So now, Raj and the Redskins did have a hard week this week, -2 in the D. Lackluster with Kyler Murray, the QB, trying his best. But if you're going to have a hard week, play Tanner.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I must remind, however, Tanny did get second place with abiding in VFB3. So due to abiding sometimes, alrighty. But still, if you're going to have the hard week, play the Tan Man.
That is a great point that you brought up there, Jess. VFB3, I don't know if everybody remembers this, but Tanner was abiding pretty much all season. And then he somehow got into the playoffs, kept abiding. And then I pulled him aside and I said, hey, Tanner, you're in the playoffs now. Can you get your head out of your A and putting your roster together at least? And he said, oh, yeah, I can do that. And he started putting his roster together, and he got all the way to the championship final. So he did lose to Roger in a pretty bad way, but he is officially a second-place VFB champion.
Absolutely righty-tighty.
Our most points champ, the Floob.
Floobie-doobie.
Rockets into fifth place territory. It comes with the territory with 162 points. That's 4 points short of a VFB at 5, a record. 162 points driven by an awesome dynamic duo, Bucks running back Leo Fournette at 31 points. And I'm going to say it.
Do it.
At 36 points, Mr.
CD Lamb. Are you CeeDee Lamb?
Oh, CeeDee Lamb.
He got 36 points. I tried to trade CeeDee Lamb from Floob last week, and guess what? She flat out rejected me.
Ouch.
Rejected my trade. Meanwhile, she became the third person to try and trade with spicy fallopian, spicy space tubes. Flipping the tongue there.
Ew.
Sorry, space tubes. All's y'all's better start not trading with Sean. I rejected the heck out of that trade, and I'll continue to reject the heck out of future trades with Sean.
You he's heard him. Start not doing that, everyone.
God dang it! He's currently locked until week 9.
Okay? Not the Brooklyn 9, but just 9. Thanks.
I sent out the email blast, explained you guys the whole thing, gave you an example. So, boom, quit it.
Please!
All right. Ass cracks, farts out. Beep, 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 beep. Back up the truck. Let's try that again. Ass cracks, farts out.
You can't even say it.
Ass cracks, farts out an irresponsible 102 points as measured by the rectal VFB thermometer. And it wasn't COVID. So guess what, Alyssa? no excuse for your performance generated by that B team brothel of a roster you led this week.
Not to wheeze. Okay. BT Brothel.
We'll wait.
I'm good.
I'm talking 11 points on two of her superstars, and then like 1 point from her tight end.
Wow.
That 11 points gets her another 11. 11th place, that is, way down there with the mom defeated Fire Dogs.
Ooh. Mom did fantastic this week. She switched around her guys. She hit the waiver wire like it was nobody's business, and she was ready for some serious week 6 action against the Fire Dogs. And it was a close clash. Now, I mean, those guys, they had it out Thursday, Sunday, and Monday with no real clear picture of who was going to win the battle royale, so to speak, until the very, very end. Great perf from both teams with a final score of 132 to 124. Oof. Mom has more than half her roster at 15 plus points, despite a silly 2 points from her little kicker, Chase McLaughlin of the Browns.
Oh, Chase.
I know. Who was quoted as saying, 2 points, one for each leg in a strange...
What the?
In a strange gloating spout that seemed to confuse fans.
Yeah, I bet.
It was weird. He said it right into the camera, and people are still talking about what that could have meant. Just 2 points. Your guess is as good as mine, bro.
2 points, one for each leg?
I guess he's an ambidextrous kicker. I don't know. Now, it wasn't good points. It sounded like he was happy or aggressive, and he made this, like, strong arm, flex arms to show how happy he was, right? So I don't know. But they weren't good points regardless. In any case, the peeps are in the 8th place. With that, they are in playoff kingdom this week. Fire Dogs did great as well, and that's what made this a great game. They had 24 points from Aaron Rodgers, QB of Green Bay, and a huge rhythm section this week from the LA Rams D and kicker Randy Bullock. Not Sandra, but Randy. So he meddles, but he ain't meddling with my mama. That's for darn sure.
Oh, darn tootin'. I'm proud of her this week. She's,
me too.
You know, it's one thing to win and you just happen to not be abiding. And there's another thing to win. I mean, she was picking up guys off the waiver wire.
That's winning and having it mean something.
Pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Socially Distance has 99 points and a win 8-1.
Ooh, we got 99 points and a win 8-1. Hit me.
Except for this week where they did win 1. Rex and Jeans left in their kicker. And for that, they do get a due to bites. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this kicker? Josh Lambeau.
Yeah, dropped. Rocky boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they dropped. So Josh Lambeau was out, right? Dropped due to Matt Wright being aight, but they said no, he's in.
Oh, yeah.
He said, K sounds good, and then he got 0 kicks. None of the kickies. Despite all of that, reliable abider Sean, who it's hard leaving in 0 point players, Trey Lance, Gus Edwards, Calvin Ridley, Michael Gallup, and the Buffalo D for a final score of 99-63. Another little cute sub 100 game there. Socially distanced win brings them all the way up. Wait, I can't find their name. Hold on. Up, here we are. Still in last place at the worst 2-4 record in the league.
Bro. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Yep.
You played the human trash this week.
I did.
The humans.
I compacted them.
Compacted their trash. You threw them out. The human stanky trash. You had a mild victory at 111-93 in fave of Mad Bros. Jalen Hurts putting on the pain again for Mad Bro. And Jonathan Taylor Thomas, hey guys, who now plays football instead of being a teen heartthrob, comes in at 29 points.
Killed it.
Mad Bro also had a healthy rhythm section at 18 points versus a human trash who had a hole in their trash bag this week, and all that liquidy goo came seeping out of there all over the kitchen floor, and Dad got mad, and wide receiver Zach Paschal, who got 0 points for the trash this week, he didn't have COVID,
That's good.
He didn't have a foot injury or a leg injury or anything like that. He didn't have a Me Too situation or a personal issue that got him kicked out of the NFL. He just wasn't needed.
Wow. That hurts almost worse than any of those other possibilities.
I totally agree. The coach, the ESPN app says he wasn't needed, and there was no more commentary beyond that. So, 0
That's
points.
A breakup.
Yeah, a silly single digit points elsewhere results in a 17th place for Chewbacca and the human trash baskets. Backing up the garbage truck, here comes Becca. That was a little harsh. So, anyway.
15 yards.
Mark changed his name. He's trying to rebrand himself back to the old franchise classic. How'd that work out for him this week, Jess?
Well, what do you get when you cross the GTP with 103? You get a victory by Glenda and the GTP, despite -2 in the D for you and me. Did you? That's right. Glenda takes her son to lunch, but it's a bad lunch. One that involved, Mark and the San Antonio Marksman got Golden Corral mac and cheese and not a single free refill at the DP machine, the Dr. Pepper machine, that is. Mark loses by a little. Final score of 103-97. Still a stinky loss. He did have 30 points from, thanks for wide receiver superstar Adam Thielen. But look at this. Defense, tight end, other wide receiver, and the running back.
Yeah.
2-2-2-3. Those are the points.
Those are the points?
In order of the defense, the tight end, the other wide receiver, and the RB. 2-2-2-3. Not a phone number, not the last four digits of a social security number, just literally
not
the
a pin code.
Not a pin code. Nope.
Mark's
actual
roster.
Points. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, you have lost. Mark has lost to both his mom and his dad now, and his fans are out here trying to explain to their children how the marksman can be so disappointing and that it's okay to not be okay. So they are doing a lot for this discussion around mental health, so thank you for that. It's not easy to talk about, and we very much respect that, but wow, are they not doing okay.
It is not okay. It is okay to not be okay, and I appreciate Mark bringing about an awareness there, but he's got to really start not losing sight of his team, or he's going to be picking down there in the bottom rung for a while. Speaking of bottoms and rungs, what's going on with your husband, Jamie?
Oh, original Brooklyn 90 in the hiney this week.
Really?
Straight from out of fake comp, because he's so gangsta. Pop. Popped out a win this week against the no longer abiding Heyo! Jake and Christina, they are back in the game with no abiding record and no trade lock.
Nice.
But your 114 points are underage, my friends. And Jamie, the 100.
I'm going to stop letting you write your own jokes. This is getting awkward.
Then Jamie, the 132-year-old, came in and showed you around this week. So I just want you to be careful out there. Okay. Can I say that? So you're in 12th place, which is not terrible. Couple of BN and Jamie, however, moved to 7th place. Sitting pretty prim, proper, primed, primped, pumped, and pooped in the playoffs. never land. Boom, baby. The Forbes clan is all over the playoffs world this week, making 5. Count them, 5 of the 8 playoff teams. Yeah, boy.
Such a good point. The Forbes, it's a lot of the reason that I brought in reinforcements here.
Yeah.
On the Forbes side is that we just have this imbalance, 4 seasons and the votes have won 3 of them. And I like to see that 5 spots out of the 8 being all Forbes or Forbes derivative people. So that's progress.
You stacked the deck.
I sure did. Last but not least, Dad.
Daddy boy.
Okay, so LOD had a soft melody this week at 114 points to ICT Dachshund's 84 points and thus taking the win to the bank this week. Connie was so scared she resigned defeat last week already in the group chat, if you remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's K. You know, not a great week, but you know what? You're in 14th place now, Colin.
Hey.
I think your team, K, just needs a little attention from the waiver wire. All right. You're fifth in line each week, you know, so use it. That's how the waiver wire works. You're way down there at 14th place, flip it on its little head and go backwards. You're fifth in line, not 14th in line for the waiver wire. Okay, so you got a good running back out there, wide receiver, someone that can improve your line. If any of these, you know, these losers down 15, 16, 17, 18th place pick them, they're going to get them. But everyone else, you're going to get first dibs on the waiver wire guy.
Absolutely. Be the underdog we need, you know?
Yeah, and your team needs you.
Absolutely.
You could be up in playoffs territory with a little bit of icing on the cake. So I don't know exactly what that means, but just making the roster better is basically what I mean there. I'm coming after you, Connie, next week. Don't resign defeat to me, okay? You still got a chance. Right now, look
at
the
fight. You got
a couple people on bye, and tomorrow's Thursday, so I'm not sure what you're doing, but get your roster in shape and let's go to battle, huh?
Get him in that training room, Connie. Get him in there. Lift some weights.
That's abs right. Carlin Redskins might be threatened next week as they face the most points champ this week, Michigan Floopy Doobies and Cass.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
He's got Christian McCaffrey back next week, so he's going to be ready to roll. Pam's Peaceful People will be moving up next week as she faces the now-abiding BBR, Bad Booty Rebel. And Ass Crack spanks off the Spicy Space Tubes. And just you are going in for against Jamie, the original Brooklyn Nine.
Wow!
I'm looking forward to that match. Competition is heating up. Week 7 next week means we are halfway. We will be halfway through the regular 14-week season. So can you believe that? Halfway through the season already.
That's amazing.
That I heard that you wanted to play us out with a joke.
I do.
What was that about?
It's not really a joke. I was just going to let you know that I'm going to go eat lunch here in a second. And so so if you could set me up for this by just being like, "Hey Jess, what are you going to have for lunch?" That would be awesome.
I have to say, what are you going to have for lunch?
Yeah, just be like, "Hey, what are you having for lunch?" Just
what are you going to have for lunch? Are you going to go to a restaurant?
I am going to go to a restaurant, and it's not going to be Chipotle.
I need to take a
What in the world is going on?